It's Monday, January 29th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Contrasting economic trends, the U.S.'s growth versus Europe's struggles last year. Swift response needed. AI-generated deepfakes of Taylor Swift spotlight the legal and ethical debate. And the FTC, Copyright Office, and OMB are all examining AI as senators consider an oversight agency. This is the Business of Tech. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to learn more. I'm going to kick off with the good news. The U.S. economy experienced strong economic growth in the second half of 2023, with GDP numbers exceeding expectations. This growth coincided with a decrease in inflation, defying expectations of below-trend growth. The economy expanded at a 3.3% annualized rate in the fourth quarter, driven by increased consumer spending and business investments. In contrast, Europe's economy faced challenges, with the German economy shrinking and supply disruptions impacting inflation. The European Central Bank decided not to raise interest rates further. According to a survey by the National Association of Business Economics, 91% of economists do not expect a recession in the next 12 months, up from 79% in October. Factors such as rising consumer sentiment, cooling inflation, and a robust labor market contribute to the positive outlook. Why do we care? The growth driven by consumer spending and business investments in the U.S. points to a favorable climate for IT service providers. Companies may be more inclined to invest in technology upgrades, digital transformation initiatives, and IT infrastructure enhancements. Focus on the motivator. In the U.S., where consumer confidence is rising, IT service firms might see opportunities in sectors experiencing increased consumer spending. Conversely, in Europe, where inflation remains a concern, IT services that offer cost-effective solutions, perhaps through automation or process optimization, could be particularly appealing. So, the bad news. Last week, non-consensual, sexually explicit deepfakes of Taylor Swift went viral on X, amassing millions of views and likes before the account was suspended. The images were created using AI technology and originated from a website known for publishing fake nude images of celebrities. Despite platform policies against such content, many of the offending posts remain live, and new graphic fakes continue to appear. One of the most viral explicit posts, shared by a user with a blue check depicting Swift, received more than 45 million views and 24,000 reposts before removal. The images may have originated in a Telegram group, and X is being criticized for not taking swift action to remove them. Taylor Swift's fans launched a mass reporting campaign to have the images taken down. X confirmed that it blocked Taylor Swift searches entirely on its platform to prioritize safety after those deepfakes of the singer went viral. The move drew criticism for being slow to curb the spread of explicit images. X stated that it has a zero-tolerance policy towards non-consensual nudity and is actively removing the images and taking action against the responsible accounts. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella acknowledged the issue and emphasized the need for guardrails around technology to ensure safer content production. No federal law makes it illegal to create deepfakes nationally, though some lawmakers have introduced bills to try. Business Insider has a number of the laws being examined, where 14 states have introduced legislation around AI and deepfakes with elections. The White House is calling for legislation to protect people from fake sexual images generated by AI. The White House press secretary emphasized the need for legislative action and highlighted the role of social media platforms in enforcing their own rules to prevent the spread of such material. The SAG-AFTRA union condemned the images as well. Previously, the union agreed to some vague AI consent terms to end the strike. And if you want to deep dive into all of it, Casey Newton has an article entitled "The Taylor Swift Deepfakes Are a Warning" on his newsletter Platformer. Now, why do we care? If you need a frame of reference to discuss with your customers around AI, here's an easy one. It contains just about everything you need. It's a clear example of misuse. It's an example that common sense says should be illegal, yet is not. It shows ethical boundaries that need to be determined for organizations, and it also shows the legal peril that might come. As highlighted by Microsoft CEO, there's a pressing need for technology guardrails to ensure safer content production. IT service providers should consider integrating safety measures into their AI offerings, like watermarking synthetic media or developing detection algorithms for deepfakes, or pressuring their vendors to provide them. The lawsuits Taylor Swift can enact here may shape AI policy pretty quickly. Let's get into some of that next. So let's dive into some of the legislation moves. A group of bipartisan lawmakers is urging Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to support the establishment of a new agency to oversee large technology companies and regulate artificial intelligence. The senators believe such an agency would protect consumers, promote competition, and defend the public interest. They argue that social media platforms have caused harm to mental health, privacy, and market incentives, and that AI tools have the potential to exacerbate existing harms. The lawmakers have previously presented federal legislation to regulate tech firms and point to establishing oversight agencies for other industries as precedent. The New York Times highlights how the Copyright Office is conducting a review of copyright law in relation to artificial intelligence, which has sparked a high-stakes clash between content creators and tech giants. The office plans to release three reports this year that will have significant implications for courts, lawmakers, and regulators. The debate centers around whether AI models infringe on copyrights or if they fall within fair use. The Copyright Office's review has attracted significant attention and public comments, with both sides arguing their cases. The Federal Trade Commission has launched an inquiry into generative AI investments and partnerships involving the major cloud service providers. The FTC aims to understand the impact of these relationships on the competitive landscape and innovation. Alphabet, Amazon, Anthropic, Microsoft, and OpenAI have been ordered to provide information. The study will examine the strategic rationale, practical implications, competitive impact, and competition for AI inputs and resources. The companies have 45 days to respond to the orders. The White House Office of Management and Budget is seeking input on how federal agency privacy impact assessments can better address risks associated with advanced technologies like AI. The request for information aims to inform updates to the Office of Management and Budget's guidance for privacy risk assessments. Comments are due within 60 days of publication. Why do we care? The bipartisan push for a new agency to oversee technology companies and regulate AI highlights the increasing scrutiny on the industry. IT services firms should prepare for the possibility of more stringent regulations, especially regarding consumer protection, competition, and public interest. You can consider this now, including internal policy reviews, compliance audits, and investment in legal expertise. And keep listening for those opportunities to comment. Thanks for listening. Today, National Puzzle Day. It's also Curmudgeon's Day. Do you become a curmudgeon by too many puzzles? Or have I become a curmudgeon? Questions to ponder. Got a comment, a question, or a thought on my curmudgeon-y? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of the business of tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.